Okay. So, I want to talk about something. And I might get canceled for saying these things. I don't know. It might trigger people. But it's my truth. And I think it's important to talk about. Because I'm seeing it a lot in our community. So, lately, like on social media and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, I have been seeing a lot of like discourse in the trans and the non-binary community where I feel like there's this sudden uprise in other like trans and non-binary people almost like putting down the choice to get surgery or take hormones. And I just feel like it's really unnecessary. Because, okay, bottom line, there is no right or wrong way to be anything. Like, there's no right or wrong way to be yourself. Like, as long as you're not hurting yourself or others, like, you're doing it right. And the decision to take hormones or to not take hormones, or the decision to get surgery or not get surgery, those are all so deeply personal and so deeply unique to different individuals, and everybody's relationship with their body is going to be different. Everybody has different things about their body that might give them dysphoria. Everybody has different things about their body that gives them euphoria. And none of these is right or wrong. And so when I see people like making claims as if like it's like better to not get surgery or it's better to not take hormones, I feel like it's disrespecting that principle, and it's disrespecting, you know, another person's right to make an affirming decision for themselves. And like, I'll just give some examples. So like, lately I've been experiencing from trans and like cis people this whole like, but I like your chest, or like, you're beautiful just the way you are. And it's like, okay, I get that like you're trying to be encouraging or whatever, but like, you're actually invalidating the things about my body that have caused me a significant amount of distress. Or I've seen trans folks say things like, well, you don't have to change anything about yourself to be trans. And it's like, okay, no one necessarily said that, but like, I don't know. I guess I don't really think of things like getting surgeries or getting hormones as like changing. I think of it more as like affirming. It's not like, I hate myself, so I'm going to change. It's more like, I see myself for who I am, and so I'm going to do whatever I want to affirm who I truly am on the inside. And maybe that means altering certain things. Maybe it doesn't. But that's up to the individual, and we should all respect that regardless of whether or not we would do that for ourselves. I think that's the thing. I wish that people would respect others' decisions regardless of whether or not they would do that for themselves. And I see this a lot on like TikTok too, when it comes to like hormones. Like, people will talk about some of the changes that come with taking hormones as if they're gross. And it's like, okay, you know, if you don't want to deal with those changes from hormones, that's fine. But there are other people out there who, like, those changes can be so affirming. Those changes can be so euphoric. Those changes can even be life-saving. And for you to, like, put that down is kind of hurtful to others. And it's like, you can make a choice for yourself without putting down the decisions of others. Or, like, I know a trans man who was sort of like talking shit about the concept of like injecting yourself with hormones. And okay, one, I find that hypocritical from someone who has lip fillers. But then two, it's like, okay, there's other ways to like take hormones without injecting yourself. Like, come on now, there's other ways to do it. And that just sounds really ignorant. And I think there are so many sides to each coin. Like, there's like multiple sides. Like, I think that sometimes people assume that in order to be trans, you have to have body dysphoria. And I think it's important that we recognize that that is not inherently true. And we can still hold space and compassion for trans people who do have dysphoria, you know, and like support their right to make whatever decisions they want. And, you know, if we meet people who don't have body dysphoria and don't want to, like, you know, get surgery or hormones or whatever, like, it's not any of our fucking business to ask them whether or not they want to do that. Like, that's inappropriate and it's not any of your business, and, like, just let people be, you know? Man, I just get really strong feelings about this shit. But then at the same time, it's like, oh my god, it's like, don't make someone feel worse about themselves for actually having dysphoria and actually wanting to do something about it to affirm who they are on the inside. Like, can we just let people live their goddamn lives, please? Can we just let people live their lives? I know. Okay, this is why I feel so strongly about this. Like, one, I've worked in a lot of industries that revolve around people's bodies and their sexualities and certain body parts that our mainstream patriarchal conservative society deems taboo. So it's like at strip clubs, I've seen all kinds of bodies. I've seen all kinds of boobs. I've seen all kinds of genitals doing burlesque. I've seen bodies of so many different sizes. So many different sizes and varieties and shapes and skin colors and textures and stretch marks and hair and no hair and all that. And then working on OnlyFans, I was in a social media like promotion engagement group specifically for trans people. And so I got to see all kinds of naked trans bodies, and they're all so different and they are all so beautiful. And it's like, there are some trans men who have massive, gorgeous titties, and they fucking love their titties. And then there are trans men who have surgery, and their chests look awesome. And then there's like trans women who get bottom surgery, or they get implants, and they look gorgeous. And then there's trans women who don't want to take hormones, they don't want to get surgery, and they are rocking like full-on beards and gorgeous, luscious mustaches, and they look beautiful. And it's just like, I've seen all of those extremes and everything in between, and I just think that it's all so fucking beautiful. And so when I see people make these like polarizing statements about like, well, I don't want to do this or whatever, like, oh, I hear that this is a side effect of hormones, ew, like, fuck off. Can you just like fuck off? Like, just because it's not your cup of tea doesn't mean that you have to yuck somebody else's yum. Like, stop it. Stop it. It makes you look like a Debbie Downer. And it's rude. And then it's like somebody out there is going to have the physical feature that you're talking shit about. So how is that supposed to make them feel around you? You know? Like, fuck off. So, yeah, that's just, those are my feelings about that. And I don't know, maybe this will trigger people. Maybe someone might feel personally attacked. I don't really care. I just want people to not be jerks to each other. And I just wish that people would be more open-minded and accepting. It's just like, there are so many worse things going on in the world. It's like, okay, if you're gonna criticize people's choices, like, criticize how they treat people of different races, or how they like treat the poor and the underprivileged. Like, these are the things that we should be judging people for, not what they choose to do with their own body. That literally has no effect on you. Okay. That's all.